Excuse me? I'm meeting a girl here. It's kind of a first date.
In a library?
She and I are both a little awkward in social situations, so it seemed like a good idea.
People say I'm a little awkward, too. May I join you?
No, you can't join us. Just go climb back up whatever beanstalk you came down from.
You can do better.
Oh, we're eating here? We're having a texting date? I love that.
As you're reading, it will help you remember I have an adorable accent.
Okay, who's ready for some science? Me too. Okay, I am Dr. Leonard Hofstetter. I am here with my friends, Dr. Cooper, and real-life astronaut Howard Wolowitz. And we are going to show you girls how cool a job in science can be. How cool, you ask? Well, how about negative 273 degrees? Because that's the temperature at which entropy reaches its minimum value. Did I just learn something new and have fun doing it? What? All right. So now let's bring out theoretical physicist, Dr. Sheldon Cooper.
Hello, female children. Allow me to inspire you with a story about a great female scientist. She's Polish-born, French-educated, Madame Curie. Co-discoverer of radioactivity, she was a hero of science. Until her hair fell out, her vomit and stool became filled with blood, and she was poisoned to death by her own discovery. With a little hard work, I see no reason why that can't happen to any of you. Are we done? Can we go?
The thing to remember is you can go to outer space too. I mean, look at me. I went to this very school. Those desks you're sitting in, I was once super glued to one of them.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to the moon?
No, but I did go to the International Space Station.
Did you fly the rocket?
No, but I was in the rocket. I didn't actually.
So you just flew around? That's kind of like my uncle. He's a flight attendant.
No, I'm an American hero. Your uncle brings people nuts, okay? All right.
Boy, we are learning a lot here. Thank you, astronaut Howard. I am what's called an experimental physicist, which is super fun because I get to test theories and work with lasers. Yes?
How did you decide to become a scientist?
Oh, excellent question. I suppose I've always been into science. My mother and father are scientists, so I was kind of led in that direction. Pushed might be a better way to describe it. To be honest with you guys, when I was your age, I wanted to be a rap star. Like Snoop Dogg, but with a healthy respect for the police. Yeah, not sure you laugh. Just like my mother did. After I confided, I was derided and chided. My mom's and I collided. She said my dreams were misguided. Just a little freestyle.
My dad's a gynecologist in India, so if you're ever over there and need a checkup, as he likes to say, he's at your cervix.
That That's terrible. Your dad should be sent to the punitentiary.
That's a fitting punishment. I still don't know what you do for a living.
Web design.
Anything I might have seen?
I don't know. You ever look at porn websites?
No, never. What is porn?
Sorry, autocorrect. That was supposed to say prom websites.
Oh, fun! I love prom. The romance, the gowns, it's like a fairy tale come to life. Sorry, autocorrect. That was supposed to say, I like sports.
I never wanted to play the cello. How do you meet girls playing the cello? Hey, you want to come over to my house and listen to me play an instrument that sounds like a suicidal bumblebee?
Quick, pull the fire alarm. Let's get out of here.
Hello again. Yeah, I don't know if women in general have been actively discouraged from pursuing the sciences, but it's clear you young women here today have been. While I was listening to my colleagues waste your time, it occurred to me that it might be much more meaningful to hear about women in science from actual women in science. And I happen to know two brilliant examples who have agreed to speak to you on the phone right now. Dr. Rostenkowski, Dr. Fowler, are you there?
We're here.
Thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to enlighten these young women.
It's our pleasure. I'm Dr. Fowler, and I'm a neuroscientist.
And I'm Dr. Rostenkowski-Wallowitz, and I'm a microbiologist.
The world of science needs more women, but from a young age, we girls are encouraged to care more about the way we look than about the power of our minds.
That's true. Every one of you has the capacity to be anything you want to be.
Unless you want to be Cinderella.
Come at me, see what happens.
This was really fun.
My battery's dying, so I'm just gonna talk. Thanks for today. I've been trying to do more things that scare me, and coming here was definitely one of them. But it was also really nice, so thanks. And I'm gonna go. Maybe I could do one more scary thing before I go and give you a kiss goodbye. You know, if that's okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Panic attack, maybe next time.
I'm counting that as foreplay.
Ernie, home. You have fun today?
Yes, and I have a surprise for you.
Please be Cinderella, please be Cinderella.
Well, hello, Prince Charming.
M'lady.
How was your... What?
I can explain. I played hooky with the girls, then we all went to Disneyland and... What are you doing?
Disneyland. Go on, I'm listening.
Sheldon. All Snow White needs is one little kiss to wake up.
Heard you the first time.